Jihadi bride Shamima Begum given UK taxpayer-funded legal aid. By Breitbart London on April 15, 2019. A jihadi bride is set to receive large sums of taxpayer-funded legal aid from the British government despite having her citizenship revoked. Shamima Begum left the UK to join the Islamic State in Syria in 2015 when she was 15 years old, where she married a Dutch citizen jihadi fighter with whom she had three children. Now the controversial figure is to receive large sums of public money and legal aid to fight her case to return to the UK. The BBC reports the decision to give her financial aid to challenge the government's decision to revoke her citizenship has already been made. Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said of the case on a personal level, "It makes me very uncomfortable because she made a series of choices and she knew the choices she was making. So I think we made decisions about her future based on those choices." He continued, "However, we are a country that believes that people with limited means should have access to the resources of the state if they want to challenge the decisions the state has made about them and, for obvious reasons, those decisions are made independent from politicians." He added that the decision to deprive her of her citizenship was taken by a politician. "Obviously, the decision about whether she accesses legal aid or not has to be done independently," reports the Daily Telegraph. Tory MP Philip Davis called the decision to grant Begum legal aid absolutely disgusting, adding, "How she has been allowed to sponge off taxpayers' money to get back into a country that she hates is absolutely ridiculous." Despite volunteering to live under the brutal regime of the Islamic State, Begum has pleaded her innocence, claiming she was lured to Syria under false pretenses and was a simple housewife under the regime. New evidence has since come to light, however, that suggests that Begum was allowed to carry a Kalashnikov rifle and was a morality enforcer in the caliphate, enforcing rules such as strict dress codes for women. In this role, she is believed to have seen many women lashed or imprisoned for violating strict Islamic laws. One activist said of the morality enforcers and of Begum herself, "Some of them were very harsh and the local population became very scared, and that they all knew Begum well." Begum, who previously spoke of being unmoved by seeing a decapitated head in a bin, is currently in a Syrian refugee camp where she has been since the collapse of the Islamic Caliphate. She has requested to return to Britain but her citizenship was revoked by Home Secretary Sajid Javid in February. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.